Thank you. that itself was set up in 2009 following a climate camp that took place in that field just over.
Okay, thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you all for being at Sony Festival. Tomorrow there's another day at Filmhuis Cavia in the West at the Van Halsstraat. So join us tomorrow again. It's starting at 6 o'clock in the evening and we're going to finish early at 11 o'clock. So enjoy. We're going to be open for another 15 minutes. So get your last beers and see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Bunker is always free entrance, so drop by whenever you're here in the weekend.
Nou, je hebt het gehoord, lieve luisteraar. We hoorden er hier uitgebonjourd. Het was een hele mooie avond hier in de Volle Bunker. En al gevarieerd. En, nou, die laatste act speelde dus in de zaal voor het geluidshok. En als je het midden stond, dan had je echt van alle kanten echt geweldig geluid. Alle feedback en alles zo. Dat is te gek. En nou, er was nog veel meer leuks. Het is voorbij voor nu. En morgen om 6 uur al Filmhuis Cavia. Dus wie weet, tot dan. Zullen zien wat er allemaal gebeurt. Blijf lekker luisteren naar je paddenpoel. Want een soort, toch wel weer een nieuwe keer.
là d'aujourd'hui, ça peut être un lieu d'expérimentation, un lieu paysan où voilà, on vit en communauté, où le partage est le maître mot, où l'esprit collectif est aussi le maître mot. Après, forcément, il y aura toujours plus ou moins des unités, voilà, comme les historiques, qui ont, eux, cette base, quoi, cet enracinement. Voilà, la ZAD, on part souvent d'une image, la ZAD, c'est un arbre. Donc on va dire que les racines, ce sont les paysans qui sont ancrés ici, qui ont toujours été présents sur le site. Le tronc, c'est toute la lutte, et le feuillage et tout le développement, en fin de compte, de branches. C'est les zadistes, c'est les squatteurs, c'est toute la nouvelle génération qui arrive sur le lieu. Et c'est ça qui aide à faire fleurir cette ZAD et qui aide à la faire exister d'une et puis à la faire grandir par d'autres. J'ai toujours voulu déjà être agriculteur, donc depuis minot, comme mon fils, comme mon loulou, quoi. Donc j'ai toujours été dans la lutte de par la volonté de pérenniser l'exploitation, de mon père aussi. Donc il savait toujours que j'étais plus ou moins derrière à dire moi je reprendrais bien. Donc c'est aussi ça, ça a été peut-être un moteur pour eux, quoi. C'est sûr que ça a dynamisé le truc. Et du coup, du fait de savoir qu'il y avait des générations futures derrière qui mordaient dedans et qui avaient envie de préserver ce patrimoine, et je pense que la lutte, ça a engendré le fait de vouloir rester, le fait de lutter pour l'exploitation, enfin pour toute la zone en général, mais nous en tant que tel pour l'exploitation.
Donc l'avenir de la ZAD, il est agricole.
Exactement. Bien sûr, il peut être que paysan. On a notre...
C'était complètement un hasard. Je devais rester 2 semaines, ça fait 3 ans que je suis là. Voilà, je me suis fait happer par tous les projets intéressants qu'il y avait ici. Quoi.
Comment est-ce que il se fait le partage des productions, parce que tout le monde a des choses sur la ZAD de manière générale.
Eh ben la réponse la plus facile, ça serait de dire qu'au non-marché, à chaque vendredi, il y a plein de cultures de récoltes qui sont envoyées là-bas. Pas que de la ZAD, des fois il y a même des gens de l'extérieur qui ramènent leur surplus, même des récupes. Nous, par exemple, nos récoltes, souvent, on les envoie directement aux cuisiniers qui font la bouffe pour ceux qui font des chantiers. Genre, c'est en direct, quoi. Et quand ils ont besoin de quelque chose, on leur ramène et c'est fait tout de suite. Et sinon, souvent, c'est par demande. S'il y en a qui nous disent qu'ils ont envie de manger des patates, et ils viennent chercher des patates là où ils sont stockés. Et puis c'est pas plus compliqué que ça, quoi.
Ouais, quand c'est les grosses cultures collectives comme patates, oignons et tout, il y a des endroits où on les stocke et les gens ils vont directement là-bas et ils se servent. Il y a une caisse prix libre. Les gens vivent dedans. Mais le but c'est de pouvoir montrer au reste du monde que s'organiser collectivement c'est possible et. Et d'avoir ses propres moyens de production, c'est possible, quoi. C'est juste le monde en train de s'approprier tout, que ce soit de la semence à la production, et en fait on se fait complètement avaler par ça, et en le faisant à plein, en fait tout est possible, quoi. L'union fait la force, hein. Là, en deux mots, l'union fait la force.
L'union fait la force.
Ouais, trop. Et du coup, là-dessus, on est super contents. Et après, c'est sûr, c'est hyper stressant de savoir que les flics peuvent débarquer là et tout détruire, quoi. Après, on se dit, c'est pas grave, on va tout reconstruire, mais ça va être super dur, quoi. Et quand même, enfin. Du coup, enfin. Moi j'espère qu'ils détruiront pas le jardin, je préférerais qu'ils détruisent la cabane, parce que ça, il n'y a pas de souci, on reconstruira sans problème. Mais le jardin, c'est plus long à faire, c'est plus chiant, ça repartira sans arrêt à zéro. Oui. Et c'est-à-dire que cet été, on n'aura rien à bouffer, quoi. Et enfin, voilà, on verra, hein, mais c'est sûr qu'on ne dort pas tranquille, quoi. C'est évident. Hein.
The beautiful thing about humanity is that it's so fractured and diverse and different everywhere. The mechanisms of the commons have always been incredibly different, and based on where they inhabit. And again, that's what the ZAD is really about, is how do we inhabit a territory? The kind of DNA, the two strands that bring the ZAD together and are our strength, is this mixture of resistance and creativity, of saying, no, we don't want another capitalist infrastructure. Yes, this is how we want to live. We want to live in common. We don't want to live collectively, together, sharing.
Okay, well, this was a short introductory film about the ZAD. Oh, it's gonna start again. Well, this is okay. Sit down, please, Isabel and John. Maybe first of all, because I've been in to the ZAD twice now. First time was in April, during the first wave of evictions. There were like 5,000 gendarmes trying to.
Thank God, 2,500 was enough.
2.5 Yeah. I thought it were okay. Well, it looked like 5,000, but let's say an enormous amount of gendarmes. And now I've been there last week, and the atmosphere was completely different. Of course, no gendarmes, and quite a lot of activity and peacefulness, I would say. But I'm not really 100% sure whether that impression is totally correct, because as I understood, in 2 days from now, on the 12th of October, there is an important decision coming up. Can you say something about that?
So maybe for those who haven't followed really closely, I can do a very, very quick breakdown of what happened. So in January, the government announced the cancellation of the airport project and said the squatters have, which at the time actually technically meant the entire zone. So the farmer that you see in the film that talks about the tree, he is the son of what we call a historic farmer. That means a farmer that from the beginning resisted the airport and said, I will not sell my farm. He's the sixth generation on this farm. They had become squatters on their own land because it was just like they had lost, we had lost all the legal procedures. So we lost 178 legal procedures. So you can, sometimes you can actually lose all the battles and win the war at the end. It's like, well, a certain war. So, and he said, okay, there is this thing in France that is called the winter truce, where you're not allowed to kick people out during the winter. So he said, okay, you have until the 31st of March. On the 31st of March, everybody who hasn't legalized will be kicked out, knowing that they didn't say what it meant to legalize. It was just like, you have to become legal. We don't know what that means. Is that how the hell do you become legal? What? So it was absurd anyway. So there was a lot of mobilization instead. So on the 10th of February, there was a big gathering for the movement to celebrate the cancellation of the airport, because it was really important to be able to celebrate victories and to not remember that sometimes we win. It is rare enough to actually celebrate, and also to demonstrate really strongly that the entire movement was not just about the airport, that it was also about wanting to support the future of the ZAD. And then because people actually refused to legalize themselves the way they wanted, which was just to say, okay, there'll be people who sign a piece of paper and say, I do this and I live here. And is that from the beginning we said, actually, what we've been doing here is defending the commons, and we're going to carry on defending the commons. So because we didn't do it the way they wanted, there was this first wave of evictions in April, with 2,500 cops and tanks and helicopters and drones, and which, you know, could explain the impression that it was about twice as many of them. They destroyed about 40 dwellings, so about 40 cabins. Some of those absolutely gorgeous cabins that you saw got totally razed. It was just not just broken. It was razed, and it means also that the blockage was devastated by massive machines and bulldozers that would go through fields and compact, like, make them earth very compacted. And basically after that first week of evictions, they said, okay, here is the form. You fill in this form. People who fill in this form that say, okay, so this is my name, this is my agricultural project, and this is the field on which I do it. You sign that and you're fine. You can stay, and all the others will have to go. And that was a way of saying those who don't have a project will not be legitimate to stay. And obviously, what we decided, well, at least a large number of us decided, was that there was no way we could win on the military front. It was just like when they send that kind of army operation at you, you're like, okay, so we're going to, if we want to fight just on the military front, we're going to be destroyed. And there were some people who were saying, we prefer losing, we prefer being destroyed, than actually, you know, negotiate and sign that thing. Quite a lot of us felt, actually, we haven't managed. We haven't got to a point where we've managed to save that immense piece of land from an airport infrastructure to give it to the agro-industrial complex, because this is what happened. So it's just like, actually, we want to save the bucket and we want to save the commons. It's like what we've been experimenting for 10 years is really worth protecting. And we feel that we have enough fight in us to keep fighting for that. So we said, okay, well, we're gonna hack the form and not say this is one person, one project, one field, but actually